Welcome, Tom, to Executive.
Pleasure to be here. Happy New Year. Thank you.
Happy New Year to you too. Tom, do you have a morning ritual? What is it?
My morning ritual, that's a great question. I try and rise early every morning, regardless. I always thank God for the day. I start the day off with a prayer, and I have goals in mind. I have daily goals in mind. Why do I do that? Well, it gives me a greater purpose in life, and it gives me enjoyment to have goals, to have that type of structure in life. So I start the day off with a prayer. I'm usually in a good mood, and I usually have goals that I have set an intention for that day. And following that intention helps me to structure my day.
You are the founder of Scalar Light. There are two types of energies out there in the world, two universes, two realities, thus two languages. One
Yes.
is electromagnetic energy, and the other one is scalar. How would you describe scalar energy to a 5-year-old?
It's sunlight. It's pure sunlight. That's what I work with. I don't work with electricity. I work with the energy of the sun. And why is that important? Well, as far as I'm concerned, it's the initial energy of the universe. So if we're considering sunlight or starlight, which is, if you will, the source of all energy for our universe, that primal force is scalar energy. So if I was speaking to a youngster, it would be, this is sunlight. I work with sunlight.
What is the best constructive guidance you have received in your career?
In my career, I think this would underscore it. If you have a business, most people have a business, or you work for a business, you treat your workers, you treat the staff as well as you would treat your customer. If everybody is on that foot and everybody is shown respect, then you avoid so many problems that we have in businesses. So I run a business and I tried my best to treat the people I work with as well as the people that I would consider my clients.
What have you found to be the best way of addressing rejection in your path?
Rejection in specific to my work, it doesn't faze me at all. I understand that this is difficult, that this is a new science. It's a new and emerging science. So I am not in any way dismayed when I'm rejected by a person or by an organization. I simply move on. And the way I look at it, the truth will always stand. And if what I'm doing is valid, if this is a valid science, that someday this will be embraced. And those who once rejected this might then reposture, if you will, and correct themselves. This is a very important scientific work. I will go on record by saying this technology, scalar energy technology, will soon change the world. It's free energy. So those who disparage my work or disparage even the concept of scalar energy, so be it. It doesn't faze me. I simply move on.
What is the most important decision that you've made in your career path?
To listen to God, to listen to God, and to follow God's will. And I don't want to deviate from it. As long as I'm doing God's will, I will succeed. That's the key.
You work with photographs when healing clients around the world. Is there any photograph that you would like to work with in order to assist with their healing?
That's correct. When I'm working with a scalar energy instrument, it's quite unique. I work with a photograph. Why? A photograph of a person is their bilocated version, or if you will, it's their energetic copy. So I never work with people. I work with photographs, and that allows me to work with people around the world. So what does that mean in reference to this new science, this dimension that we call scalar energy? Scalar energy transcends time and space. And what I've observed is that the constitution of a person, their spiritual, mental, emotional, physical constitution, is copied on their photograph. So whatever a person is experiencing, a photograph will likewise mimic, will likewise have a simultaneous, if you will, reporting of their spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical constitution. This is a profound thought that a photograph can incorporate a person and their being and essentially their essence of a person.
On scalarlight.com, it also states that you work with people, plants, and objects. Is there an example of an object that could benefit from the scalar light?
Yeah, many people, they have a spiritual belief, and they believe that this is God's energy. And that some people have sent me photographs of their homes or their apartments, or they've sent me a photograph of, say, a land that they own or they want to buy. And they believe that this energy, and I believe they're correct, is a blessing upon that home, that apartment, that land. So, if you will, if this sunlight is universal, it is, and this energy is a divine energy from God, then it has so many applications, and many people see that, and they will frequently send me photographs of inanimate objects. I've had even some people send me photographs of their car because they wanted the protection. They wanted God's protection for their car.
When working with people, is there a minimum age that you will entertain working with?
No, I've worked with infants in the past, and I leave that up to the parents. Keep in mind, if this is sunlight, then regardless of the age of the individual, everybody's exposed to sunlight, this pure light of the sun, this pure light of God. So there is no age requirement. As a matter of fact, everybody, regardless of your age or your disposition, your life is dependent upon scalar energy.
When dealing with matters of life, when the heart and mind don't agree, what do you do?
That's a very good question. I would pray. If I see a contradiction between my heart and my thinking, then I would pray because they should be united. So there, if that division, if that disparity did arise, I would have to overcome that. Otherwise, I'm contradicting myself. That's a very good question.
Tom, when you're not working, do you have a favorite comfort food?
That's another great question. I like all types of food as long as it's nutritious. My wife just went out and purchased dinner for me at a takeout restaurant. And we have a general rule: as long as the food is nutritious, it's natural, not processed, not filled with man-made chemicals, then I will eat it. Well, at least I'll consider that. So I like all types of Chinese, Italian, sushi, an Irish stew, it doesn't matter. But it must be of nature. I don't want to eat processed food. I don't want to eat food that is laden with chemicals.
Speaking of chemicals and detoxing, on scalarlight.com, you have created different programs to help people with their health and wellness, whether it has to do with improving male and female hormones and the composition of their body, fat loss, anti-aging. Out of all of the programs, which one was the most challenging for you to create?
I would say the initial program, it's known as a standardized program because that took so many years of training, engineering the proper instrumentation, understanding how to use the energy. So the first program that I presented to the general public was the standardized process. And then the other programs are really a derivative of the standardized process. To take the audience through a quick history here. Nikola Tesla and another scientist, Galen Hieronymus, developed scalar energy instrument. I was able to, in many ways, to capture, if you will, copy the scalar energy instrument that Dr. Hieronymus had created. So where am I going with this? Well, all of those instruments are unique, and those instruments allow me to control a scalar wave. And with that, then after years of understanding the engineering and how this energy behaved, then I could develop the standardized process. That was a journey of 30 years, though. It took me 30 years to perfect that therapy.
And for any inquisitive mind out there listening, these programs could also be integrated as a sidekick to someone coming out of addiction recovery or a weight loss regimen.
Yes,
Or
yes.
does it necessarily have an impact on the physical body, or does it all start in the mind for
I
this to
think
take
both.
effect?
I think both. When I'm working with scalar energy, I think it has a physical impact, but also a spiritual impact. What am I getting at that? Energy, scalar energy in specific, is instructional. And I believe it not only instructs our physical body, our soma, but our psyche, if you will, our non-physical. So this is really what I see as the nature of scalar energy and the benefits of a scalar energy session. It is really all-encompassing. It not only if you will, corrects the physical problem, it will also correct the non-physical, which is the emotional, the spiritual drawbacks, the spiritual difficulties that people have.
And returning to your professional and life regimen, Tom, do you have any pet peeves?
I don't. I really don't get caught up on that. I see the world. The world is a glass that is half full. And frankly, if the world realized what talent they have, then the world would really step into their true potential, Sasha. The true potential. This world is filled with exciting concepts, and people have such incredible talent. What this world needs is leadership. There's plenty of talent in this world. What this world needs is leadership.
Because you work in the realm of science and business, what tip do you have for helping people become more decisive in life?
My technique and what I try and impart upon people is address one issue at a time. It's been proven that people really can only concentrate on one issue at a time. Keep life simple. Address one issue or one goal, one concept at a time, and then do the best to master that concept or that goal. And maybe you have 10 functions, 10 requirements throughout the course of a day. It really doesn't make sense to multitask and try and concentrate on 10 things throughout the day. You can't do that simultaneously. It's been proven. So focus, slow down, focus on one or two objectives a day. It doesn't mean you need to have 10 or 15 objectives. One or two objectives a day, and to in a consummate fashion to address those one, two, three objectives a day will get you much further than being, if you will, scattered and trying to assimilate 10, 15 objectives or goals throughout the day. Keep it simple. Have a few goals. Have a few designs, and be happy. You will accomplish those goals.
Referencing skills and tasks, in your opinion, what skill have you mastered to date?
I believe, as a theoretician, I have a profound understanding of scalar energy, this Christ-like energy, this energy of God. And I give the glory and the credit to God. For me to understand a science which is not taught by academia, essentially, this is autodidactic. I've had to learn on my own, and to be able to accomplish what I've accomplished on my own, I believe that this is my, if you will, my passion. And this is my expertise, understanding this divine light.
You and I both, it appears, believe in the divine. Now, for an individual who may question the universal source of energy and healing, would this divine instruction also work on them?
Of course, God's instructions, God's light is for everybody. God is not partial. God, there's no bias with God. So I wish people would realize there is a divine source, there is a divine being, and that we are showered with blessings from the divinity. Everybody, believers and non-believers, everybody should understand that.
Is there a teacher or a mentor that had a great impact on your life?
All of them. I thank my parents. I thank my teachers in athletics. I thank my coaches. You have to look back at your life and you have to say it was really a team effort. Everybody who helped me, I thank them. Without their support, without their instruction, without their persuasion, I would not be where I am today. So I was blessed to have these people in my life.
And as we start to wrap things up, Tom, how would you define the word healing?
Healing really takes on a holistic approach. It's not just, if you will, designed as a physical healing. You really have to heal the soul, the mind, and the body. Those components, those three components, really are one. You cannot be whole, just if you will, physically, if you're not well mentally and spiritually. So healing to me is a blessing. It's only God can heal. When God heals, he heals the soul, the mind, and the body.
What is the last thing you do before calling it a day?
I say my prayers before I go to bed. I say my prayers. I begin the day with a prayer. I end the day with a prayer. Always, always.
And one very last question on Scalar Light. If you could create a new program, what program would that focus on?
Someday somebody's going to use scalar light to increase our intelligence. If this is the light of God, then it can be used to illuminate the mind. And once we understand how to use this energy appropriately, we will use this energy to increase our awareness, to increase our intelligence, to increase our memory, to increase our creativity. So, scalar energy, with the full extension of scalar energy, will allow us to realize that everybody's a super genius.
And as you wind down and you need to relax, is there a certain song or artist that you like to listen to?
Many times late at night, I'll listen to the masters, Beethoven, Brahms, Mozart. Their compositions are timeless. So, and I have an appreciation of them over the years.
And finally, Tom, what do you do and where can people contact you?
Yeah, please visit my website, scalarlight.com. I'm presenting to the world a new science, as I mentioned, scalar light theory, scalar light application, scalarlight.com, S-C-A-L-A-R, scalarlight.com. We offer anybody in the world free sessions. Visit our website. Anybody in the world can send us, email us your photograph. We'll work with you for free for 15 days. It's quantum healing through your photograph. And I want everybody to try it at least once. It's free. There's no obligation. So visit the website.
Thank you, Tom, for sharing your wisdom at ExecuPeaks.
Thank you. I appreciate our discussion.